Hello, hello. Welcome to day 11. And this is redo. I had recorded everything 2 days worth earlier, plus the healing session. Everything but the healing session, for whatever reason, the audio didn't work. And I don't know what happened, because if you're muted, it will keep popping across my screen. You are muted. But it was hearing me, because my little microphone goes up and down as I talk. So for whatever reason, I guess Mercury retrograde still playing, or we are feeling the effects of the 11/11/2020 portal, as well as the upcoming super new moon on the 14th. So we've got a power punch of a week. That was kind of one reason why I was picking up not only our collective tribe's energy, but the collective energy, as well as all the astrological things that are coming in this week. And I just didn't want you all to be overwhelmed, because at times I'm completely fine, and then there's like a spin that comes through and it gets you overwhelmed. Sometimes it can just be simply someone drives through the neighborhood here. And like earlier today, the neighbors, they're probably around my parents' age, probably in their 70s, and something was going on. The husband had to be taken by ambulance, and so there was a lot of weird not knowing, scared energy, a little bit of, is he sick? Is it frightening? Because it was kind of just odd how they put him in, and he appeared he was alive. So I don't know, because two cars took off behind the ambulance. So after that, it kind of had me in this weird spin. So I'm so glad that I have my back porch I can go sit out on and regroup, reground. And so the healing session has been recorded, and it's about, I think it ended up being around 48 minutes. And you'll see in the email that, you know, I ask that you listen to it when you can be free of distractions and when you don't have anything you need to do right after, just to allow your body some time to integrate and to process. And just in case something comes to the surface that leaves you feeling not so great. Because after I completed it, I needed, because I had been up here all afternoon working on recordings and everything, and I needed to go down and get me some dinner made. And I could feel it. I could feel it in the neck and in my throat. It was almost like a sickness feeling was wanting to come out, and it was real stiff. Like now, you know, I'm getting more of the mobility back, and there was something around the kidneys. Kind of front to back, so stomach and kidneys, and it just felt very tender to touch. And normally whenever I experience something like that, say I've gone and had some energy work and it's up on the surface and it's like it hurts to touch yourself, you definitely know that is it's an energy that's risen to the surface, that's ready to release. And that's exactly what it felt like. So there was definitely, I personally went through my own clearing after the facilitating the healing today. Because like I said, I'm working through the program with you all as well, so I have things that come up too. And so the healing, you know, I'm facilitating, is still, especially all the different sounds. I just love it. It's been a while since I've been able to play them without feeling of fear of disturbing a neighbor. My neighbor isn't here all the time. She's a nurse, so she takes care of someone, I think, that may be on hospice. And they said that she was supposed to move in with the people, but right now she's keeping her place. So it's empty most of the time. And even when she is here, these are actually insulated really well that you can't hear. So I was just like, yes, I get to play my drum. I get to play my singing bowls. So it was fun. And I hope you all enjoy it. So I wanted to share about, let me pull up this one picture. Let's see. Talking about the 1111 portal. So it says the energy of the 1111 portal is building up and we are reaching new levels of understanding. We've jumped several timelines since the 1010 portal and leveled up. Number one represents an antenna, a channel of energy, and with four of them, the 1111 is a powerful time of initiation. Getting into balance and crossing the threshold from the old into the new earth. New beginnings with new information in form of ideas, inspiration, inner wisdom, and knowing. Be mindful of the nudges of your soul and signs and symbols and synchronicities that is everywhere around you. Your soul is guiding you all the way. You just need to listen. Energy will be able to move through us quickly, and we are going to be able to process and manifest the physical life we desire. Our purpose will be revealed to us in a deeper way. To receive the light codes and downloads of this powerful portal, you need to go within and be silent. To go within and be in the silence of your soul for as long as it feels good. Find your own voice and truth within. And this is a person that I follow on Instagram. It's called Divine Feminine 7777. Whoops. And the other aspect, the other one I wanted to read, talking about today, you know, the light body activation. So it says the energies of 1111 are already setting in this very crucial point. Portal is starting to take effect on our bodies on top of the usual ascension symptoms. Bone deep aches, especially on the left hand and fingers. It says numbness might be present too. Arm, shoulder, hip, knee, and leg are especially prominent, but they are happening on the right as well, just more intense on the left. But your left is your feminine side, where you receive. Your spine and back may feel heavy from time to time, and brows and forehead may tingle or itch a little along with ringing in your ears. You may feel waves of heat as it goes into your body. A lot of the energy seemed to be trapped, especially in the legs. So move your body to assist its flow. Drink plenty of water during the process. Apologies, the back picture behind it made it really hard to read the writing, but it was in white. And this is another page I follow. It's called the Ace of Moon. And those two post some really good stuff every day that kind of gives you like the latest rundown on the energies, what's going on, what are the frequencies that are coming in. A lot of those people post about the Schumann resonance and how it's affecting our physical body. So those are some that I like to check in with and see what they have to share. And where we're talking about, you know, with heat in the body, it kind of went into, what was it, day 9 or 10, where I was speaking about the Kundalini. And after that class, whew, I was feeling hot flashy because I could feel the energy that had been rising up through my body. So you may start to notice that, and it could be just the opposite. It could be chills, and you just feel like you got almost like you'll feel it move through your body. Like it's just almost as if someone was pouring cold water over you and you're slowly getting cold as it goes down. And it'll almost be like a tight cold that you could wrap up in 1,000 blankets that were all heated and you still feel cold. And that's what we call thawing in craniosacral therapy and myofascial release, because as you unravel the tissue and the fascia, and it starts to open up, it releases things. And a lot of times it can be really old stored traumas and emotions, and then they get released. And a lot of times it can be kind of a bit of a shock to the body, and it'll give you that chilled feeling. That's where I talked about, I think I mentioned it yesterday, day 10 or maybe day 9, about drinking that small amount of water where you just put enough sea salt to where it's just salty, because that helps counterbalance and almost like it just stops that feeling that we call the Mack truck effect, where you're just getting a little, almost an overwhelming response with your clearing. So for today, my asking was, what crystal will best harness today's 11/11/2020 light codes and frequencies and serve as a conduit to guide and direct the light codes and frequencies where they are most needed, that can embody and utilize them for our highest and best good? And so the crystal that arose was malachite. And let me get all these screens away. So malachite, apologies. Let me get over here and screen share so you can see a picture. So it's a really pretty stone. And like some of them, see, this has got like a larger spiral circle and these got little ones. It almost reminds me of when I was a kid, this one friend of mine, she always would refuse to get in the pond. I had to be the one to get in the pond because I didn't have like fears of touching things. Meaning she wanted me to get in there and get the tadpole eggs, which were like this big jalopy, gooby glob. It's the best way I can put it. And we didn't have gloves. We did have her daddy's boots on, so mind you, as a little girl, they were probably up above my knees. But I didn't mind, you know, scooping my hand up, you know, the bottom of this little kind of pond at the end of their driveway. And like the bottom of it, you know, we'll have all that scum, stuff that builds up as like as leaves fall in and build up. It kind of creates like globs of sediment. And so that's kind of what this has always reminded me of, is that look of what is at the bottom of a pond. Sorry, crazy analogy, but I wanted you all to see this pretty stone if you've never seen a malachite. So as far as the malachite, let me adjust my screen there. Let's see. So the malachite goes into, it has a lot of copper in it. And I was reading on another article that I believe what it said was that this stone was discovered when people were mining for copper, because what they were doing is they were finding this mineral, but they were stripping away the rest of it just to acquire the copper. And at some point they decided, why are we scrapping this? This has got, you know, a lot of benefits. Let's find other ways to still make use of it and find other ways to get copper. So with this one, let me get over here. So it has attributes. It's calming. It imbues loyalty, leadership, protection, wisdom, comfort, balance, peace, self-understanding, positive transformation, and healing. So it's an important protection stone. And you remember I was talking about, at least yesterday and probably the day before as well, how it was important to put protection up around ourselves right now, because where the veils are still very thin, there can be a lot that can come through. And plus there's so much going on in the collective still, especially here in the U.S., Well, and it's everywhere around the world because everyone in the world is watching us right now, you know, with what's going to go down and unfold with this election. So there's just so much going on. There's a lot of projecting, a lot of pain and suffering being slung, you know, across the globe at people and finger pointing, because it's bringing up a lot of deeply embedded suffering and pain that's being triggered by what we are seeing in the collective, whether it be, you know, you're someone that's watching the news and, you know, the news, I mean, it's vomiting all kinds of stuff, lies, and they're lying, but yet they're actually telling you the truth as well. You have to read between the lines. And then you get on social media. Social media is blah, blah, you know, vomiting and projecting left and right, arguing. So there's just a lot of volatile energies just flying. And they're looking for somewhere to latch on to. And so they will latch on and meet and match like traumas. And that's kind of what this whole 2020 has been about, is they've been bringing all of our traumas up to the surface, but we have this force above us is trying to manipulate and be a god when they're not a god. This force of energy, this darker energy. And they know how to poke and dig into our wounds to trigger a response, or more a reaction. And we've seen how people have reacted and how they have been willing to conform to whatever they've been told, because it's gotten us back into our wounds and we're repeating almost 24/7. So we're in that fight or flight where we're back in our wound bodies, something as a child. And so we're looking up to this energy force that we're saying, and we feel, it's almost like we look at them as a parent and we think they really have our best interests at heart, but we're finding they don't, but yet we're listening and obeying anything they have to say. And so there's almost going to be more and more come up out of you that it's that fight against the system, you know, let's fight against our parents. You know, how we would want to rebel. You know, our parents told us, you know, go sit in time out. And it was always funny, you know, they would send me to my room. Well, that was perfect because I could play with my Barbies. And I was like, this timeout's amazing, because it was rare I ever went in timeout. So mom didn't really think about it. Where my brother, he was in timeout quite a bit. So she would have to send him somewhere like the dining room or something where there would be nothing he could do. And so there's just going to be a lot coming up. So there's going to be definitely this need for the protection. And because the next aspects of this is the malachite absorbs negative energies and pollutants, picking them up from the atmosphere and from the body. It guards against radiation and clears electromagnetic pollution. It clears and activates the chakras and attunes to spiritual guidance. It opens the heart to unconditional love, encourages risk-taking and change, breaks unwanted ties and outworn patterns, and teaches how to take responsibility for one's own actions, thoughts, and feelings. Malachite releases inhibitions and develops empathy with others. It alleviates mental disturbances and combats dyslexia. It enables you to absorb and process information, releases negative experiences and old traumas, and helps stimulate your dreams. So malachite balances mood swings and heals cramps. It can help facilitate a labor, like giving birth, alleviates menstrual disorders such as premenstrual syndrome and period pains, as well as menopause. It boosts the immune and nervous systems. It lowers blood pressure, treats asthma, arthritis, epilepsy, fractures, swollen joints, growths, travel sickness, vertigo, tumors, the optic nerve, pancreas, spleen, and parathyroid. It can pinpoint tumors, it realigns and repairs the DNA and the cellular structures that causes cancer. So it can stimulate the liver to release toxins, which is good. So where I was saying, you know, we're going to have a lot being regurgitated. So there's going to be a lot of anger being spat, and anger is stored in our liver. And sometimes when it becomes to the point where it's so toxic, it can't process anymore. So we'll use an example. Say you in a relationship that's abusive, your spouse or your lover is emotionally and physically abusive. You will get a point where, you know, you can only take so much. And then it's kind of like you numb yourself out just to survive, because you know in many ways you can't just leave. So you start to numb yourself, to tune it out. So they're on a different frequency, so you can't hear them. But you'll get to where you can't take anymore, and then your body starts to fail. So typically, when these people are in these situations, you will start to see their health fail, because their body can only take so much. And then it then starts to kick back and be like, hey, I am trying to keep you balanced here the best we can, but we have absorbed so many toxins, and now my liver and the spleen, maybe even your kidneys and thyroid are all like, whoa, pump the brakes. You know, we need a backup battery, because we are running on no fuel. Ooh, excuse me. Wow, that just, it's like it shot up out of my back. So you'll get to a point where it will just come out. And a lot of times that may be when you'll finally stand up and defend yourself in that relationship. And the abuser will be like, what? Did you just speak back to me? And they may backhand you, or they may just be in total disbelief that you fought back, because maybe you hadn't been fighting back for years, and they've just been able to beat you down and beat you down and beat you down. And it gets to a point where it's almost like your body's kind of like, all right, our balance is out. We can either give you a little fight or flight to help give you a rush of adrenaline, because in that defending and fighting back for yourself, it's going to purge the body, and it's going to release a lot of toxins. And so it will come in different forms. And sometimes that may have been the camel that broke the back, or sorry, the situation that broke the camel's back. I don't know how it goes. And that's when sometimes women will decide to leave that abusive relationship. It will be just like the point, it just had built up so much that it's either you go one way or you're going to go in the grave. And many times we don't realize that's what's making us sick or out of balance. So some of you all may experience this and have a big purge, especially if you have anything going on in your life that is a little bit of turmoil or unease, or you live near people that have stuff going on, because that can affect you as well. So to go a little further, it says the beautifully patterned green stone known as the malachite is a crystal of growth and transformation. It represents Mother Earth in the lush, life-giving vegetation she gives to her children. Your personal growth and transformation in the physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects of life are all possible through the use of malachite. It cleanses, protects, and heals. If you have need of the energy of malachite, find the use that fits your path and begin to explore its power. It says, regardless of the literal meaning of the word, malachite develops a deep personal meaning for many people who use it for spirit work. Don't limit yourself to what it's supposed to mean. Listen to the message it has for you. And like I said, each one of you are going to be affected differently than the other by every daily code and the aspects of, you know, what it does for you. So that's why you need to individually tune in and see what's coming up for you, and where is it guiding you or leading you to get you to the answers. And then it says it has a general ability to overcome negative energy. It's a great choice when you want to cleanse toxins from your body. It can stimulate the liver and increase urine flow through the kidneys, helping to detoxify the system. So this would almost be like a crystal after maybe you've had an upheaval with your abusive spouse, to just go in there and kind of, if you had a piece, I don't have any smooth crystals. Everything's jagged. So I'm going to, this lotion thing's going to represent a crystal. So almost like if you had the malachite in your hand, and you could just kind of sit there and almost be like you're, you know, just rubbing it, caressing it, and petting it, whatever you want to envision. Kind of like where you can buy those little small worry stones and you can sit and rub them. And you could just allow it to sit and soothe you. And you may even feel called to, you know, rub it on a part of your body, especially around the liver. Rub the liver and allow it to help ease any anxiety or stagnation of energy so that it can purge on out. Let's see. So it says its ability to absorb negative energy can positively affect your emotional well-being as well as your physical health. You can use it to bring healing and calm in many cases of emotional distress. All right. That was a weird sound. So it's, let's read and see what else it want me to read. So it says malachite's ability to ease your fears makes it a natural choice to use when you're contemplating a big, scary life change. When you want to take a risk, break old ties, forge new paths, malachite can help you find the courage to move forward. When you release your anxieties, you may find that you're dealing with others with a new attitude of confidence. This can facilitate friendships and even bring new love into your life. And then it goes on to say how it can help ease childbirth, and it can help with the process of spiritual rebirth. It can purge the subconscious of harmful thoughts and feelings in the same way it purges the body of toxins. By bringing subconscious pain to the surface, this beautiful green stone allows you to confront the source of your pain, grow from it, and let it go. Malachite offers spiritual protection when you are vulnerable and gives you the space you need to transform into a stronger state. Its ability to absorb negative energy makes it an excellent depository for anything you need to leave behind when you're going through a spiritual cleansing. If you leave negative energy in the malachite stone, remember to clean it afterwards, such as rinsing it through water or performing a cleansing ritual. And sometimes stones can break. They can either fracture or explode. After purging your spirit of negative energy, the next step of rebirth is to identify the path forward into your new life. The malachite enhances your visions and dreams and grounds them, making it possible for you to manifest them into reality. So we'll go back to my asking. You know, I was asking that, you know, what was going to help us harness today's 11-11-2020 light codes and frequencies to serve as a conduit to guide and direct to the areas where we can embody it and put it to best use. So where I see a lot of where it's helping us to clear out and embody is in our liver, in our kidneys, probably even the mind, because those are the areas that may be, because if you tap into today's energy, you know, we're feeling the collective energy, but there's a lot of potency still. They want us to release those old stories of pain and suffering and the denser emotions of anger and resentment and hatred and dread and the fears. And so we have this beautiful crystal that came in. It's going to help us to clear out the liver, bit of the spleen, but the kidneys and the mind. Because when those areas are clear, I'm seeing it's really allowing those energies to channel through, so that you can then be the conduit to facilitate them back out. So let's go ahead and get this installed and allow it to begin to assist you. So assume the position. Let me get a drink. Alrighty. We ask for, accept, align with, and hold this Anahata code. With gratitude, we align with the malachite crystal. 3-4-7-2-9-3-8-6-1-4. 3-4-7-2-9-3-8-6-1-4. 3-4-7-2-9-3-8-6-1-4. 3-4-7-2-9-3-8-6-1-4. 3-4-7-2-9-3-8-6-1-4. 3-4-7-2-9-3-8-6-1-4. 3-4-7-2-9-3-8-6-1-4. Left palm over your right and breathe in all this amazing transformative cleansing, clearing, and restoring energy so that we can be a clear conduit to bring forth the 11-11-2020 light codes and frequencies. True. It is so. Oh, I felt a lot of that in the heart. Okay. So in today's email, once you get beyond the soul work, that's where the audio link will be for you to listen to today's sound healing. And like I said, it was 48 minutes and 12 seconds. And it was really good. So I'll be interested to see how each of you all work through it, what comes up for you, and what you're able to have revealed to you and better understand so that you can make peace with it and let it go. So until tomorrow, y'all keep on shining and allow these beautiful frequencies to come through and assist you today. Take good care of yourselves. Bye-bye, guys. Mm-hmm.